plate a potential nugget.
And again, I'm curious, you spoke about teaching this course at Wharton, and I'm curious about how this shows up differently at different phases of life and how this ties in with the thinking around human development. So just to maybe pick three prototypes, right? Let's say somebody who's at B school being prototype one, somebody who's maybe around mid-30s to 40s, let's call it midlife as two, and somebody who's around retirement as three. Do you see any big themes in terms of the nature of things that show up at each of these inflection points?
Yes. What was the third category? Or I didn't catch it.
One is student, second is midlife, third is retirement, right? Retirement, as we used to know it earlier.
Yes. different concept now for my generation. Yes. So with students, say MBA students, for example, people in their mid to late 20s, early 30s, the questions that are most pronounced and issues that they are most commonly struggling with have to do with having the courage to articulate what they really want in their lives and to free themselves from the constraints of social expectations, parental pressures, and to really tap into what they feel good about, what they have some talent for, and what their real values are, and understanding what those are, and becoming more conscious, more aware of what those values are, and wrestling with those questions, finding a direction that is meaningful. So that's what's most pronounced at that stage. For the people who are 10, 15 years older than them, and I teach them as well in our executive MBA program, both in Philadelphia and in California, where we have a campus in San Francisco. It's different because here you have people who are, many of them are in executive roles. They have families. Many of them are also responsible for aging parents, and they still have a lot of ambition, but they also are more humble because they've been around and they've seen and experienced frustration and disappointments, and they have a better sense of their limits, but also a better knowledge of what it is that's really important to them. And that's really the sweet spot of the market, if you want to put it that way, for this kind of content. And indeed, the program, when it was initially born 20 years ago at Ford, was designed for mid-career high potentials, which is who these folks are. So there it's how you be the father you want to be, the mother you want to be, the spouse you want to be, and the citizen you want to be while advancing your professional goals. The questions of how you maintain and really invest in the really important relationships in your life become more pronounced then, with advanced pressures and responsibilities, but also with greater assets and support and confidence.
And also, maybe if I may add, I guess by that time, given that you worked for 10, 15 years, you also have, as you said, more realistic data on what you enjoy, what you don't, what gives you energy, where the skills are. So I guess that gives you meaningful data to work with at that stage.
Absolutely. You're clearer about what you care about and what you're good at.
Right.
So that's less the struggle. it's more about how do you lead in such a way that other people are benefiting from what you're doing, including your children, including your friends, your society. At the later stages in life, the questions that are most prominent have more to do with how I can be cultivating the next generation as keepers of the flame, you know, as the people who are going to succeed me. Those are the more pronounced questions for people in, say, their 60s and beyond, is what can I be doing? How can I be making, you know, the most of my remaining time? Sorry about that. In terms of ensuring that, you know, I've done everything that I can to bolster the prospects of those who follow me.
Of the three situations that Stu talks about, the middle one is an area of specific interest for me, possibly because of my stage of life, given I'm in my early 40s. When I reflect on my coaching work or conversations with some of my clients, friends, past colleagues at McKinsey and Egon Zehnder, I find that this is a time where three things often come together. Kids often need the most attention. Parents are aging and often need help. And career is often at its busiest. This is the power play phase where everything comes together and people are normally galloping in their career. This perfect storm across three dimensions can be tremendously unsettling. I'd written a longish thought piece on my take on this phenomenon, on how people could grapple with this phase. If you'd like to read it, you can visit bit.ly/navigatingmidlife. Again, the cases are important. Navigating has a capital N, and midlife has a capital M and a capital L. You can also see the nugget context for this on the website playtopotential.com, and it has the link to this article. Thank you for listening. For more, please visit playtopotential.com. For curated insights by theme, you could visit the curated playlist section on the website. If you want to listen offline, either let's say during a gym session or a plane or a car ride, you could download the podcast from iTunes, Google Podcast Player, Spotify, Savan, and most of the platforms.